This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Another Alice escape. Here's how you get in. Just do what you're doing right now. Are you listening to us on the Odyssey app? Oh, you're not? Just go get the Odyssey app. It's free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Look for it in Google Play.
A-U-D.
The App Store.
R-A-D-I-O.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, the Odyssey app. So if you bank 60 minutes of listening per day every day this week, you'll get a daily entry every day for this incredible Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas Alice Escape. Just log in and listen to Alice at 97.3.
Woo!
We got a trip for two to Las Vegas to see that guy, Justin Timberlake, at the T-Mobile Arena, May 10th and May 11th, 2024. A 3-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. But you might not even realize it, and you listen to us on the Odyssey app. You've been entering yourself all this week.
Nice.
Just accumulate
incredible
60 minutes, and boom, you get an entry.
Way to go, Odyssey.
Incredible. I know. It's good. That's a good trick. I like it. Or whatever he says. Fight the feeling, stop the feeling.
This is such a good part in the movie, too.
Stop the feeling.
Okay, stop the feeling.
Ugh.
Okay.
The trolls didn't get eaten. Spoiler alert. I should have said, darn it.
It's okay. I probably...
Turns out they're all going to be friends now.
Movie,
it's so good.
When am I going to see? I guess if I ever have grandchildren.
No.
Gonna,
you watched Coco, didn't you? You loved
I did,
it.
I did. Yeah.
Coco was so good.
So you're telling good me I should watch?
Yeah.
Should I watch Moana before I watch Trolls?
Moana's great. Well, you got to watch
pretty
Moana.
Good too. But Trolls is
I'm never
it's worth
any
the watch.
Of those.
You'll laugh. It's funny. It's.
I want to be surprised someday if I ever have a grandchild.
Especially
on my deathbed, like, oh, somebody hand me a child so I can watch these movies.
Especially part two with Ozzy Osbourne and Kelly Clarkson. You'll love it.
Okay.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
You're right.
Don't talk about classic rock. Now, we're going to start with Beyonce's new album. Are Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson on that? Maybe.
What do you mean?
Act two, Cowboy Carter.
Yeah.
Beyonce released a track list for that album. We're getting that album tomorrow. We're going to be picking that album apart tomorrow.
Okay.
In a picture that's meant to look like an old concert poster, she teases songs like Levi's Jeans with two eyes, like a V-I-I kind of rope. She's kind of leaning into this whole Roman numeral thing.
You know I'm a Levi's fan, so
she's
got me there.
Well, she's actually kind of, she's spelling it weird because she wants to do the two eyes, like, and two hands, two heaven, like the eyes.
I don't like it.
Roman numeral 2 is a running theme. So there's also a cover of Jolene, and the name Dolly P's on the poster. That's a pretty good hint. So it's possible that Dolly appears on that track or somewhere else on the album.
Well, it's a Dolly song, so it would be fair to just put her name on there. But
songwriting credit.
I don't know. Do we need another version of that?
There also appears to be a song called Smoke Hour featuring some guy named Willie Nelson.
Oh.
Other than that,
I've heard of that guy.
Have you?
I think so.
Yeah. The album is out tomorrow, so I guess at that point we'll get all the info that we could possibly stand. So,
well, I can't wait to lose my you-know-what.
Mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
With excitement.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I didn't know what the you-know-what was. I thought, is there some other thing you're going to lose?
Play it
you're
loud.
You're going to get chopped off.
No, what?
I don't know.
What?
You know, he loses you-know-what.
I'm still using it.
All right.
I mean, by myself, sure? Right. But, you know, I'm still using it.
What?
Oh.
What does that mean?
Blackbird. Are you telling me she did a cover of Blackbird? You see that written there?
Yes, I do. I'm not telling you anything about this.
You're telling me right now. That's what we're doing.
Zero telling you.
This is your story.
Nope. I said tomorrow's the thing. This is the track list. I like Two Most Wanted. I don't. There's something called Amen. The Linda Martell Show. What's that? No one knows. We'll find out tomorrow.
Who's Linda Martell?
No one knows. I mean, probably people do know. It ain't Texas. Ain't no hold 'em. So, God.
Oh, Linda Martell. Mm. Oh, they're saying it's a single. She was an American singer. She became the first commercially successful black female artist in country music.
Oh, my God. There it is. The Linda Martell Show. Now we know.
So and I you didn't want me to look it up.
I didn't say not to look it up. I said, I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Mm. She was the first to play the Grand Ole Opry as well.
Let's hear Linda Martell.
All right. Yes, let me see. I'm looking.
I wonder if it's a tribute song to her or some redo of one of her songs.
She's 82. She's still alive.
Oh, maybe she's not.
He leaves her sitting with a bad case of the blues.
Like yodeling.
That's Linda Martell.
All right.
Well, now we know. We learned something today.
We did. Can't wait. If we make sure we play that Linda Martell Show song tomorrow.
Well, let's make sure she's on it. Unless Beyonce's just teasing you.
I got a feeling the Alice is going to be your Mountain Winery Central. So, hello, Mountain Winery season for 2024. The concert season is... this is incredible.
Sentinel Steve just sent me as it came out, he sent it to me this morning. And as I perused the list of bands, you and I did it together. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of big, great shows at the Mountain Winery this summer.
Honestly, it's pages of this. And it starts May 5th with Seal. They call this the 66th concert season, 2024. Incredible. We'll tell you some of the things here because there's Seinfeld's playing. Like that's going to be, but then there's also, you know, Yachtly Crew, which I guess is maybe Yacht
and the
Rock
Stray
versions.
Cats. There's a bunch of good shows I want to go see.
Tons of tribute bands, Bryn. You'll freak out. There's so many tribute bands on there, which that's very popular. You like Fleetwood Mac and you go see the, you know, I went to that Rush one tribute band. I like tribute bands. I've been to Zeppelin ones. Yeah, so fun. So it starts off, and lots of country on here if you're into that. There is actually, I'm seeing Daryl Hall, Elvis Costello.
Oh, I want to see that.
Charlie Sexton, Parliament Funkadelic, they're there.
There's a long list of great shows. Mountain
really
Winery,
are.
Everywhere.
Tons of comedians, too. And just a lot of, you know, the perennial, Kobe Calais and Gavin DeGraw. Together in August.
Kobe Calais went away. What happened to that girl?
I don't know.
Maybe. Woman.
Woman.
She was so big for a second there.
She's still, she's big at my house.
Something on my toes.
Starts on my toes and it tickles my nose.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, she's great. And try. You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away.
What?
That song. You don't have to try.
I was talking to her person that day.
Yeah, I remember.
You
were doing that
her.
Instead of being on the show. It was weird.
Yeah, and then maybe someone had my back. I probably would have made that happen.
You don't
Yeah, I, you know, maybe if you'd had my back, we could have impressed her with our incredible seamless show.
Well, we did that, but I never got to see her again.
She was busy taking care of Colby Calais. You don't have to try. There's so many.
You were just jealous.
Like lots of, yeah, that's it. There's a lot of really, I'll go with that. You don't have to try. A lot of, oh my God, the Indigo Girls are there. Ooh, Crowded House. One Republic, October 3rd. Man, this is a long season. This stretches into the fall.
Will you go see the Indigo Girls? You love them.
I do love them. You know, maybe, I don't know. You know what I need to do is, because I have the dates, but I don't have the day of the week that it is. That matters. You know, that matters. Anyway, it's a huge, long list. You can get in the Mercury News. They have like a full breakdown of this thing. And keep it here on Alice if you're like, I do. Love the Mountain Winery concert series, because I'm sure we've got some fun and surprises coming up for you.
Hope so.
Okay. In case you were wondering about Britney Spears, I wasn't. I forget about her whenever she's not posting. I just like forget all about her.
Leave her alone.
I do that, Chris, while when she's not posting. But then she starts posting and I go, oh boy.
Uh-oh.
So if you're wondering, yes, she's naked again.
But she's making sense now.
Oh, you're adorable.
Right?
That's so funny. Oh. Yes, no. In fact, she shares her weird disconnected thoughts about whatever trip this is that she's on. I'm going to go ahead and... First of all, can you put the pieces up where she's just... I mean, she...
Which one is it?
It's whatever the most recent post is. I don't know.
The most recent one is like a little girl. Hold on 1 second.
No, it's...
Yeah.
It's not that one.
Okay. Oh, she's cute.
It's this one then, right?
It's the one that, it's that one with the 100 photos at the bottom. Yeah, it just goes on and on. This weird, like, I'm going to show you the top of my woman area. Just in my home gym, I guess. Is that where she is?
Baller home gym.
You know, I wonder, because when I met Icky.
Yeah.
Oh, she's fully nude.
Yeah,
that
she
one.
Is. Yeah. Only her fingers and flowers covering her parts.
He was of an age where he thought she was the hottest chick in the world. So
he's
he must
right
have been a little boy, and then she was, you know, huge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was into her, too. Yeah.
Oh, you were?
Uh-huh.
So are you interested in these photos?
I feel the same way about her as I do Kanye. I really appreciated them and liked their art and see that, wow, they're kind of going...
Go forward. There's some... It's just more her goofy way of being. Like, just one thing after another that where you're just like,
Icky and I are the same age as well.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Right around 40, and she's right around 40.
I didn't have a poster of her or a picture, even, and I also feel bad. I definitely feel like
I didn't have a poster of her or a poster of Christina Aguilera. They were like,
go to the last one where she's like dancing in the white dress and she's hairspraying her hair
all over
into her mouth.
Yeah, she did. She's like. I don't need it. Okay, so I'm looking at that going, all right, well, she's back. So then I'm reading this one post that she does. I'm just going to give you a few excerpts from this.
Okay.
This is where she's at. So she's talking about all these bathing suits you're seeing in this and whatever trip that is that she's on. It says, so I bought 3 new bathing suits for this trip. One really resonates with me. My favorite part of my trip is being naked in the water. I saw 2 crabs walking with shells on their backs. My friend picked one up and I screamed. The only fish I saw were extremely small, white, clear baby fish swam with them in the shallow end. The boat was exciting, except I wanted to drive it. They used to let me drive it before. Not sure why they didn't this time. Since I changed mine into Xyla, X-I-L-A, I am actually having a hard time understanding English. The dress I wore in my pics is the only dress that actually fit me. When I go out at night, I like having dinner by myself. I'm so weird, but I still adore people, and that's why I'm telling you guys about this hairspray I'm spraying. Every hairdresser I've ever had knows I won't shut up about Uribe hairspray. But seriously, go buy it and tell me what the hell you think. It's that good. I know. And that's just an excerpt, my friends.
Where is that from? The post we're looking at?
No, a different post. Just go down. So you can see it if you... He says, going to the gym, never what it seems. I'm going to go hard, but I always walk for 20 minutes and do 100 sit-ups and leave.
It's
just so.
Oh, she has comments turned off.
Confusing.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Because there's no way there's no comments on that.
Right.
For any other reason than they're turned off.
Mm-hmm. And goes on and on. So that's what Britney's up to, in case you were wondering.
You know, I don't know, because I understand that Hollywood and fame and fortune and little people being with grown-ups can really warp a person. So, but is there more mental illness here than that?
I don't know. I mean...
Amanda Bynes, clearly it was even more than that, right?
Well, I think she had like a full-on psychotic break.
Right.
And I think that Britney has been there. And I also think
well,
that...
the shaved head and the photo with the umbrella...
She was
says
going
a lot.
Ballistic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I also, there's a part of me, don't write to, or do, I don't care. I think she's kind of a dummy too. Like she's just not the brightest bulb. And I think that they heavily drugged her for a long time and that didn't help. And who knows what all else she was up to. So I feel like, I don't think that that conservatorship was good for her because I think it was mishandled. But I think a conservatorship might be a good one with the right people might be something that would benefit her. But she'll stop posting and I'll forget about her. So there you go. I don't know what to say about it. And honestly, I'll just step in it. That Chris Colfer guy will write and tell me I'm an a-hole.
Well, this is what I would say.
Exactly.
Oh, she's naked again.
Yeah.
You actually are a fan of hers, though.
I love those first songs. The first 2 to 3. What do you think? 3 or 4 albums when she was like those. She had the best producers, killer songs. I loved her.
Like the first 2 albums, I think. Yeah. For me.
But yeah, she's just. I look at her and I feel like very sad. I don't think she has any idea who she is or what she's doing. I'm not gonna deep dive on this.
Oh, let's deep dive.
No, first of all, we don't have time. Secondly, it's a very tough story. Oh. About 4 years ago, Duffy, we have some history with. She revealed that she dropped off the face of the earth because she was kidnapped, taken out of her country. I think she's an English chick. And very bad things happened to her over the course of 4 weeks.
What?
Yeah. So she revealed this about 4 years ago. We had heard that there's some kind of incident.
I never heard this story. I don't.
Really?
Well, I've had some kids. Maybe yeah. I was out that day. I don't know.
About 4 years ago, she'd revealed that something bad had happened. And now it turns out. So now 4 years later, the thing that happened was like 10 years ago. So she was processing. She's done a ton of work. And like I said, I'm not going to do a big deep dive on this. I'm letting you guys know. She was one time at a summer thing or a now
she
and then.
She was up like a big deal for a minute.
She had that song. It was called Mercy, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was like a Duffy song. Mm-hmm. And we were playing that and she was one of the stars of the show. And, mm-hmm. you know, she was and was handled. Like people were all around her and there was no contact. She was a big star. She walked up there. Did it. So she starts this whole talking thing by saying, you know, I've done a ton of work. I'm trying to let the sun shine in. I'm trying to be happy. And they're basically, let me see if I can find the exact quotes here. She wrote in an Instagram post in February of 2020, right before the pandemic, mm-hmm. that she had been drugged, held captive, taken to a foreign country, and raped many years before. And that was why you hadn't heard from her. So now she is saying... So this is still the 2020 post, but you know, of course I survive. There's recovery. There's no light way to say it. I can tell you in the last decade, the thousands and thousands of days I committed to wanting to feel the sunshine in my heart again, the sun does now shine. Let's see here. She wrote an essay that said, it was my birthday. I was drugged at a restaurant. I was drugged and then for 4 weeks, I guess the drugging continued and traveled to a foreign country. I can't remember getting on the plane. I came around in the back of a traveling vehicle. She said she was assaulted in a hotel room and the rapist made veiled confessions of wanting to kill her. And she ultimately got away. She was able to flee. She says, as dark as my story is, I speak from my heart, for my life, for the lives of others who have suffered the same. And she's talking about the work that she's doing with a psychologist. But they say now, 4 years after she's trying to get back out there. She's trying to talk about it. But it was a huge revelation. And then the pandemic hits and I guess it all got lost in that shuffle.
How is she at dinner with someone who can drug her and disappear her?
Somebody kidnapped her.
They wouldn't let us anywhere near that lady when she was backstage at the Alice event. They said, we don't even want you guys on the path she's going to walk to.
Clear up the hill. Get out, move,
remember
not just
that?
There.
And then they pulled a car in and blocked view of her so that she could walk in.
And that's why I mentioned that to you, just to make sure that you remember how protected this person was, because she's at some restaurant, somebody drugs her, and then she doesn't even know what happened. Like, I assume that the people she was there with reported her missing. But at that point, and that was like years before she even talked about this at the beginning of the pandemic. So that was like, we're talking about a decade or so that's gone by here since all this happened. So anyway, just wanted to bring it to your attention. And at some point, when it's a little bit clearer, I'm not getting a super clear picture here, but I did see it and thought, oh my God, I've always wondered what the hell happened with her. So looks like she's starting to talk. This is out of the New York Post, the piece I'm seeing right here. All right, Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
Holy for holies. No. The FTX founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, has gotten his sentence and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a what?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Song, I guess Selena Gomez is on it. I'm always like, only murders in the building. So good. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's only Thursday. But still, that means you got 2 more days of tickets to see Maren Morris. Yep. Our genie has tickets for you at 6:05 today and tomorrow. 6:05, she'll give you a keyword. You text that to our contest text number. That's 20357. Get yourself entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Maren Morris May 29th at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Podcast.
Oh. Love the full show podcast.
With the latest news stories and juicy gossip on your favorite stars, you don't have to miss a minute of the morning show's entertaining banter.
Ah, how do we do it day after day?
Download our full podcast for laughs, insights, and all the latest buzz from the world of entertainment. You're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's what's happening. Let me quickly say to our good friend from Bananas at Large, Alan Rosen, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Alan. I love Alan.
Big fans of Bananas.
Yeah. Ding, ding, shame.
Right.
Shame.
Bananas okay, are large. I don't know enough about what this guy did exactly, but the sentence seems light. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried sentenced to 25 years for crypto fraud. So the sentence came down in Manhattan federal court. They say it's significantly less than the 40 to 50 years in prison that federal prosecutors wanted for this guy.
What was their reasoning for going light?
I don't have that.
He's a pretty young dude, isn't he?
He is. And to be honest with you, 25 years isn't nothing.
No, it isn't. But there's also, you know, a nonviolent crime. They make, they get a lot of leeway. Like, I wonder if they there's say like a good behavior thing and...
He got 25 years in prison for the massive fraud and conspiracy that doomed cryptocurrency exchange that he was the head of. The sentence came down, oh, less than the... Oh, and his lawyer only wanted him to get 5 or 6 years.
Mm.
He says, on his own behalf, we built something really beautiful and I threw all of that away. He's only 32 years old, it says. He says it haunts me every day. It's been excruciating to watch all of this unfold.
Well, I bet it has. I mean, you're looking at a jail sentence, so I'm sure it has been haunting you every day. Oh, wow, if I only hadn't defrauded everyone, then I wouldn't have to worry about this. Wow.
He said, in his own words, a quote, customers don't deserve this level of pain. I was the CEO of FTX, and I was responsible.
Mm-hmm.
His deliberate and ongoing lies demonstrated a brazen disregard for his customers' expectations and disrespect for the rule of law, all so that he could secretly use his customers' money to expand his own power and influence. They're calling it one of the largest financial frauds in history. He stole over $8 billion of his customers' money.
Oh, my God. And that's, I wonder how the people who lost their $8 billion feel about the 25 years.
Yeah, it's not enough. You would say to yourself, you know, you invest with your eyes. You have to invest with your eyes wide open.
But and there here's is
someone
risk.
Who purposefully yes. was
screwed you.
Yep.
I'm just going to take your money. $8 billion of it. Did some of that, it was some recoverable? I mean, how do, where do you, can't I they think, sell the things he bought with the $8 billion?
I think so, but this story is really just about his sentence yeah. and his fall from grace. At one time, he was considered a titan in the industry.
Wow.
And grew his crypto empire on paper to a $32 billion valuation. Again, they mention on paper, but still, these are these cats walking around who can change the world. Like,
yeah,
literally. $32 billion is what he was supposedly worth.
Well, that just goes to show you how, like, mysterious the whole crypto thing is. Like, that someone could sort of wiggle-waggle and say, yeah, here's where we're... you don't have to prove anything. You just say, oh, yeah, you've got these coins.
I haven't
whatever.
Looked at it in detail, and it is mysterious, even though I...
Did see that cartoon.
It.
I mean, that cartoon really did help a lot.
Right.
We should post that back up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page.
But
I
repost
think,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
He was trying to sell his own crypto. One of his mistakes among many was that he was just like, I started one. You want in? I think.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Was it called FTX? Is that the name of his
company? It was FTX token of some sort,
okay.
Yeah.
Didn't he? That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the things he did. Anyway, that guy, 25 years. Bye.
See you when you're 50.
And his parents, who I believe are professors at Stanford, were in Manhattan today for the sentencing. And there's a picture of them there. So, and they clearly are not happy. They've got
very faces on.
Very tight-lipped faces as they...
Well... He's your son and also an incredible worldwide embarrassment to your good name.
A front loader is one of those construction vehicles with a big bucket in the front.
Okay.
What is the show that our guy used
Bob
to voice? Bob the Builder. Front loader, right? Yeah. It's a big part of that show.
Sure.
And that was Proops, right?
Yeah, Greg Proops was, I think he was Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, a front loader, everybody.
Can we build it? Yes, we can.
A front loader is one of those construction vehicles with a big bucket in the front. A police department near Atlanta got a call Saturday morning after an ex-employee at a waste management company showed up and took a front loader for a spin.
Oh.
His name is Eddie Sanchez, and he's 38. They fired him in September. He was still driving around their lot when the cops got there, but then he took off and started driving down a public road.
In the front loader.
A stolen front loader.
Mm. They don't go that fast.
Multiple patrol cars chased after him, but the thing weighs 75,000 pounds, whoa, so they couldn't do much about it.
That's not just a regular front loader. That's a big ol'. Damn! That's huge!
But then a quick-thinking cop went back to the business where a current employee agreed to hop in a second front loader and chase him down.
Oh, now we're talking. Roll cameras.
Using that noggin.
Yeah. The guy was a few miles away by then, so they gave the employee a police escort to help him get through traffic and get to the scene. When he got there, he used the bucket on the second front loader to flip him.
Mm. Oh, my.
It landed on its side, they say, and no one got hurt.
Just tipped him over.
They say no property was damaged, but I find that hard to believe. Oh, besides the front loader. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that did.
Well, and hopefully insurance will cover that, because those things are...
They have video of all of this.
Oh, boy, and we're looking at it now. Here we go. Oh, what a lovely neighborhood that seems to be. Lots of trees.
Front loader war, everyone, right on a regular old city street.
Yeah. T-bone the front loader.
This is great stuff. Looks like it's a big bulldozer with the big bucket, you know, scrapey pickup bucket
that's
on the front.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
In fact, look at that. And to flip it over, the back end of the vehicle in pursuit.
Now they've got eight cops.
Scrapping this guy. What did he just miss driving him? You know, one of John's dreams is that we get this place in Vermont and there's just a big dirt lot and he has a bunch of like loaders and dump trucks and all this. And then we do guys weekends where they come up and they, you know, they play golf, but then they get to play with the earth movers because that's something he would want to do.
Yeah.
That's just what it reminds
Eddie,
me.
Eddie, the former employee there, is facing charges for theft, obstruction, criminal damage to property, eluding police, and reckless driving.
He just wanted to play with his toys. It's like when you're a little boy, you have a truck, you get the whole thing. So cute. Oh.
My dad used to have those loaders.
Oh, he did?
Get out of here.
Did you get to drive them?
I got to drive the forklift. My brother drove the loader because he did actual work.
Yeah.
Big
you say this was Georgia. This is so pretty. It's like it's a really nice
police chase. Nice
I know the police are just you can't do anything with
I
it.
I can't believe they let a regular civilian get involved in that.
Well, they probably didn't know how to operate it as well.
I know, but that doesn't mean that, you know, that's an insurance problem.
Yeah, they need the help though.
And it could be super dangerous if the guy's armed.
That guy's unstoppable.
I know. Look at him trying to avoid, and then this guy finally gets him and just like, I'm gonna tip you over so you can't go anywhere.
They don't say in the story, but that really feels like one of those decisions you make after you've had 10 beers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I should do?
Up in the
I really miss driving those loaders, man. I was so good at it. I was like an expert.
Yeah, try and stop.
Oh, to get him over. Mm-mm-mm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say.
That's a fun story.
Who was the woman who got kidnapped? Her name's Duffy.
Yeah, she was a... can you play that Mercy song? We used to play...
Oh, yeah.
She did a...
Oh, a lot of people wrote that. We must not have said her name enough. Who was drugged and raped?
This chick, Duffy. Why won't you leave? You got me begging you for mercy. Yeah, she for a minute there, she was happening. It was right around that time that it all went down, too.
510 says, Sam's parents are politicians in the Bay Area. I thought they were professors.
Yeah.
But either way.
Whatever.
Right. He'll only be 55 when he gets out. Yeah, he's got life ahead of him if this is
probably
his
doesn't
sentence.
Feel like it right now.
And that is a long time to sit, man.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
415, I don't believe the Duffy story.
Yeah, you said a few people were like, she's mentally ill and she made all that up.
When I looked it up, there were definitely, now look, there are trolls everywhere for every story.
Yep.
And I don't know why you would troll a story where someone got drugged and raped, but... There are people, and that's, you know, what we just talked about her. Papini.
Yeah. Yep.
Is, you know, people do tell lies for whatever reason.
Well, they got to make up some crazy story to cover the fact that they just wanted to go bang their old ex-boyfriend. That was her thing, right?
Right.
Well, I don't know what the inspiration for that was. It couldn't have been just Nook.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard you talk about Nook. You don't care about it.
Well, I'm also not in my 30s, you know, and in some loveless marriage. She won that hot dude that she used to bang before.
That was the weird thing. If you read the stories about that lady, the weird thing is he hadn't heard from her in years. From out of nowhere, she starts rebuilding this relationship so he'll come rescue her.
You got to get me out of here. You know what my biggest mistake was?
Leaving you.
Is this true? Let me just read this one, and then we got to play a game. Colby Calais' father produced Fleetwood Mac's albums Rumors and Tusk,
He is a famous producer. I don't know that he did the Fleetwood Mac albums, but
you know that to be true?
Yes, he's a famous guy in the music industry, and she grew up in studios.
Oh, so she doesn't need to put out records. She does it for fun.
Maybe not, but she's very, I mean, she may do
That's
it for fun.
That's true.
She's incredibly
Verified.
Talented.
Oh.
I love her voice. Don't you think? Because her voice just has that like warm, woody.
She's good.
Delicious. I love her. Wow. Oh, are we? Is it time?
Interesting.
All right. It's time to play a game, you guys.
Listen to this real quick. 707 says Vegas has a spot where you can go play with heavy equipment and smash cars and stuff.
Oh. You know, I knew that had to be a thing. Yeah. I think that's so. Like, I can't wait to show John that video. You got to send that to him because he's going to love that. Like, they're dudes and big. It's like when their kids are little and they have their Tonka trucks and all. My kids lived for that stuff.
Yeah, it's neat. But then you'd sit in one and go, I just want a steering wheel, an automatic, and a gas pedal. Like, where's that? They have all these things.
Yeah, all kinds of things to click and shift and do all the stuff. If you ever wanted to.
I'm putting that story on the Facebook page.
All right.
Thanks.
And that video is there so you can watch it with John later if you want to.
All right.
Where
it
is. Here we go. How old is that guy or when did that happen? And Vinny chooses.
When did that happen, Bob?
When did that happen?
This one makes us look dumb. It's super fun.
All right. The classic Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds, was released. It stars Melanie Griffith's mom, Tippi Hedren. When did that happen? When was that released? How old is that movie?
Who's first?
Let's have Bryn go first. When did that come out?
Can you repeat that question?
Yep. The classic. Just let me know when you're ready.
I was more interested in who goes first because I was like, if Vinny goes first, I'm just going to tag along.
Yeah, I know.
All right, go ahead.
Just tell me what
the name of the thing was.
We know your tricks, pal.
Alfred Hitchcock something.
The Birds. When did that come out?
1965.
Oh, that's... I will say 64.
Well, 63 is the answer, so Vinny gets
that. I would have even thought way sooner.
Oh, like the 50s?
I thought the 50s. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he definitely did do stuff in the 50s,
Wasn't
right?
the Birds black? Black and
black
white?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
And it's in the 60s. All right.
When did Rocky win Best Picture at the Oscars? What year did that happen? Vinny, you're first.
76.
All right.
1977.
1977 is the correct answer.
You mother...
You just did that to me.
You know, what sucks for Vinny about that one is probably Rocky came out in 1976, yep. But it didn't win the Oscar until 1977.
Oh, listen carefully, Vinny.
Yeah, I don't know if that would have changed this. All right, Bryn, you have to go first.
Yeah.
More than 6,000 radio stations of all formats simultaneously play We Are the World at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time. When did that happen? What year was that?
Didn't you watch this special?
No, I watched the trailer for it.
Oh.
I talked about it with you
Pretty
guys.
Pretty much see everything you need to see in the trailer.
The stuff I need to see.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
It was like a whole 4-minute trailer or something like that.
It's very, very long.
Very well informed here. 1985.
85, says Bryn. What do you think?
84.
86. So that's another point for Bryn. Yeah. You guys are just all dancing around it. Vinny, you got to go first on this one. Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett announce they're separating after 21 months of marriage. What year did that happen?
88.
All right. What do you think, Bryn?
89.
95.
Yes!
That is a point for Bryn. And here's the final one. Stephen King publishes The Green Mile.
Oh.
The movie came out 3 years later. What year? And by the way, I believe this came out like a serial. You had to go every week and get the next chapter in it. What year? And this is, I believe this is Bryn's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
1998.
98. What do you say?
I'm going to say 97.
Well, it's 96. So no! Congratulations. Come unfortunately, on. Bryn is our winner.
What?
Yeah, he got three.
I win?
No, you didn't win. But at least you had a good showing. No. My score is 3-2. Bryn has.
Oh, 707 says The Birds was not in black and white. Okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
I miss Gretchen beating up Vinny, 415 says. That never happened. That never happened.
Okay, let's go with that.
Yeah.
All I know is tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. Keep it here on Alice all day. Remember, you bank 60 minutes on the Odyssey app, and that's your daily entry into that Justin Timberlake Alice escape. See you tomorrow.
Gretchen never beat me.
No, she never did. Never. That never happened. El Campeón del Pueblo.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, oh look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.